Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on all the best celebrity news. You're joined, as always, by me, Stacey Hicks. I'm the editor for Who, and I'm joined by the lovely Ali, our deputy.
Hey.
Hi, Al.
Hey.
So there is lots to get into this week.
Yeah, never a dull moment.
No.
Those celebs know how to deliver.
They do, and they have delivered in spades this week. Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting into so much good goss. We'll be getting into the strange relationship between Kanye West and Brad Pitt.
Who, I mean, that's just Hollywood's most unlikely pairing, yeah, in my opinion. One of them at least.
So. But I want to know more. So we'll give you all the details on that.
Yeah.
And we've also got an awesome exclusive with Kylie Gillies, who's a beautiful TV host on The Morning Show.
Yes.
So she's been doing some really exciting stuff. So we've got that as well.
She's fantastic.
Yes. And
Yes. And then I want to deep dive into Kristen Stewart. She's done a really interesting interview with Harper's Bazaar UK.
Yeah.
And I think we see a different side to her. She really is open. Basically, in the interview, she says, ask me any question you want, which normally I feel like she's really private.
Yeah.
So we'll go right into that. Yes. She talks about our Pats and their relationship and other really interesting and important things too. So,
But before we get to all of that, you don't have to trawl all the news sites. We've saved all that hard work for you.
It's all here.
And we've got your best news headlines now.
Here they are.
Let's get into it.
It was a star-studded affair at the GQ Men of the Year Awards for 2019 in London with the likes of Victoria and David Beckham and their son Brooklyn, Nicole Kidman, Kylie Minogue, Rita Ora. They all hit the red carpet. David Beckham received the prestigious Editor's Special Award during the night, and the glowing Kylie Minogue packed on the PDA with her hunk of a boyfriend of 1 year, Paul Solomons, who is also GQ's creative director.
And he is a hunk.
He's a hunk.
I agree with that.
Certified.
Yeah. We can confirm.
She just looks so happy. Yes. And that's all we want for her.
Yes.
Love her.
Love our Kylie.
Ageless. Truly, she's unbelievable.
What a babe.
Mm.
And according to TMZ, Britney Spears and ex-husband Kevin Federline have come to a new custody agreement, which will see him get their kids, Sean and Jaden, 70% of the time. Allegedly, this has been the arrangement since August last year, but they wanted to see how it worked before formalising it. The previous agreement meant Britney and Kevin each had the kids 50-50. We just hope Britney's okay.
No.
Yeah.
I'm very worried, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
While doing press for her new film, Judy, Renee Zellweger has reignited discussion about why her former marriage to country singer Kenny Chesney really ended so abruptly.
Mm.
The pair were married for 4 months in 2005 before Renee got the marriage annulled, citing fraud as the reason for the split, which is curious.
Yes, very strange.
It made
reason.
People, yes. So in the interview that she did recently, the journalist writes, "It's interesting that both Judy Garland and Liza Minnelli married gay men, I say, and here she makes the most complicated and hilarious face imaginable, one that seems to say all at once, haven't we all, and go figure." Renee has never actually confirmed whether Kenny or the reason behind their split was to do with his sexuality, and neither has Kenny, but we'll see what happens next.
Yeah.
This, I mean, the journalist has taken a few leaps in assuming what that face meant, but who knows? We weren't there. He was there. So
yeah. He must have been quite confident to make that sort of assumption. But yeah, fraud is such an interesting reason to
end something.
To end a divorce. It's usually the good old irreconcilable differences.
Exactly.
Good old Liam Hemsworth.
But fraud is curious.
Yes.
So
give us more tea, please.
Yeah.
Former bachelorette Georgia Love and partner of 3 years Lee Elliott have shared their engagement news on social media, with him captioning a post, "I liked it, so I put a ring on it. # Beyonce." Which I love. He loves a pun and I love him. Mm. The engagement took place on George's 31st birthday while the pair were enjoying a getaway on the Hawkesbury River, and he actually proposed on the boat, which they had their first date on when she was on the show.
Stop.
Yes.
I did not know that level of detail.
And he had a drone filming the whole thing.
Of course he did.
Of course. So they've captured the whole thing. It's really beautiful.
Wow.
And he's put up a few little videos
and
of
that
now. And
she just happened to have a perfect manicure with love hearts on the ring
finger. Apparently she said she's always that extra and that she does that manicure all the time. time. So
I don't believe it.
I think she knew after 3 years that this was probably coming. The poor thing gets constantly trolled on Instagram by people saying, engaged? Where's the ring? Where's the ring?
So it really puts my engagement story to shame. I was just in my pajamas that had holes in it in my sunroom doing the laundry.
Yeah, but that's just as beautiful.
Didn't have a manicure. No, I'm very happy with mine. Yeah. So
yours was a winner. Yours was a winner.
Saturday Night Rove is no more. After 2 episodes of Rove McManus's new late night talk show on Channel 10, the show was axed. The revamp of Rove's popular talk show from the early 2000s proved to be a huge flop.
Oh, sorry, Rove.
He said it was clear, looking at the numbers, that the audience we hoped would find a freewheeling live show on a Saturday night just weren't there. We spoke with 10 today and we called it. That was obviously a few days ago. So, yes.
Yeah, obviously the moment's passed for that sort of late night Saturday show.
Can't blame him for trying. Yeah. So.
And in happier news, Ellie Goulding has married her beau of 2 years, Casper Jopling, in a magical star-studded, it looks like a royal wedding, really. I mean, there were some royals in attendance. Mm. The singer and her art dealer husband wed at York Minster Cathedral in front of the likes of Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, James Blunt.
Who gets invited to every wedding.
James Blunt is at every wedding.
Seriously.
I wish he was at my wedding. I think he should be at
I'll invite
wedding.
Him. No, he's invited. It's fine.
He would be a hoot. And then Princess Beatrice and Eugenie were there
Don't forget Fergie, their mum.
Oh, and Fergie. Yep. Fergie was there as well. Yep. And apparently Ellie's dress was designed by high-end brand Chloe and reportedly took over 640 hours to make. And she didn't even stay in it the whole night. No. She was in 3 dresses.
Yeah, 3. So, well, they're 4 altogether, so 3 others.
Oh, yes. 4 dresses total.
I mean, they were all white. They were all stunning. She clearly either couldn't make her mind up or, I mean, the actual wedding dress was really traditional and really like Victorian. She was fully covered head to toe, which I don't find I didn't pick her for that.
Her body's amazing.
Yeah. So she got it out in the end.
You do you, Ellie. Congrats.
Yep. Now, this is a sad one. It's pretty scary. Comedian Kevin Hart has been involved in a horror car accident, suffering major injuries after his friend Jared Black lost control while driving Kevin's vintage Plymouth Barracuda in Malibu and crashed through wooden fencing. The crash happened around 1 a.m. August 31st, and while the others were injured and he was too, they're all expected to make a full recovery. Yeah. So
luckily it wasn't worse.
The car looks... I don't think they can fix that. No. So it's terrible.
Yeah, he's got enough money. I'll buy a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Meghan Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle, has spoken out against his daughter. This time he's claimed that not being able to meet his grandson Archie is borderline abuse, his words, not ours, and referred to the former actress and Prince Harry as hypocrites for their recent actions. He said, "I'd love for them to send me a picture of Archie so I can frame it and put it on my wall beside the one of Meghan. Isn't that what any grandfather would want? I'd love to know if he's got the famous Markle nose."
I just am confused. Has he not heard of Google? Yeah. He can Google what the baby looks like.
He can see the pictures we've seen.
I think he's only got himself to blame for not meeting his grandson.
But I think he just needs to leave it alone and maybe in time things will get better.
Stranger things have happened. Who knows? And lastly, Miley Cyrus and girlfriend Caitlyn Carter have reportedly moved in together. Both fresh from their respective splits, Miley was obviously married to husband Liam Hemsworth and Caitlyn was married to Bridie Jenner from The Hills and Kendall Jenner's half-brother. So they are taking what was once thought as a rebound relationship to the next level. Yeah. Good on them. As long as they're happy. So it's good.
Congrats.
So let's start off our deep dive section where we go just a little bit, we delve a little bit deeper into everything.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt surprised us all when he turned up at Kanye West's Sunday service.
Yes.
So Kanye has been doing these Sunday services for a really bit of a time now, a while now, where he basically has his own church happening.
Yep.
These ceremonies, these, you know, well, Sunday sessions.
Yeah.
Where there's a choir and Kanye sings. And I mean, look, if I was in LA or wherever he does it, I'd want to go.
Yeah.
But Brad Pitt turned up. Tell me more. What's going on?
It's such a strange friendship. And apparently they have actually really admired each other for quite a while and kind of known each other in passing. But Brad was just in Italy a few days ago at the Venice Film Festival for his new movie Ad Astra, which looks a bit confusing to me.
Yes.
It will be one
seeing. He's a hot astronaut.
But that man is a fine wine. Don't get me wrong. Mm. I love him, love everything about him, but won't be seeing that movie. Mm-hmm. But he turned up in Los Angeles wearing the exact same shirt he was wearing in
Venice. I have questions about that.
Yes. I think he's just gone and got a great deal on like 7 for bulk. $10 or something.
Yeah.
He's bought this shirt in bulk. Mm. It's his look. That's what he wears with his little golfer hat.
Yeah. just gets around
and
in it.
And he just wears that every day, which is fine.
I really hope he owns more than one and it's not just the same one. Yeah. Anyway.
Whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's shown up in Los Angeles at Kanye's Sunday service. So this was September 1 that he's rocked up there. And everyone was obviously overwhelmed by seeing, you know, not only Kanye, but then having one of the biggest Hollywood movie stars turn up as well. Yeah. So apparently he was very happy, smiling for photos. We've seen some of the photos of both of them, you know, shaking hands, chatting.
Having a chat.
Yeah, having a great old time. And onlookers just said that Brad looked like he was really loving it and that they've both just had this common respect for each other for a long time.
Yeah.
So he thought he'd check it out. Yeah. I wonder whether he'll be a regular attendee.
Maybe.
I have to keep our eyes peeled and see.
Yeah, lots of celebrities are turning up to Kanye's.
Yeah. Yeah,
Cult, some are calling it.
Yes, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have gone before.
Mm-hmm. We see all the Kardashians. All the Kardashians. Sisters, Kylie, Kendall as well.
Are there regularly. And he's starting to build these special domes on his property for people to stay. So, it's definitely gaining a lot of
interest. And
A lot of traction as well. So, we'll have to see.
Where he goes with this.
Well,
and also his new album, Kim teased a set, like not a set list, but the song list and the name of it as well.
It's called which, Jesus is King.
Yeah. And he's had like, obviously Yeezus was the name of one of his albums and he's got, always had a fascination,
and now
it seems, with God. And
baby called Psalms.
Yes.
So it's very biblical vibe going for Kanye.
He had a song called I Am a God or that was a lyric. And anyway, so he's been teasing something like this for a really long time and now he's putting it all into action.
Yeah, it looks like Brad's one of his biggest supporters.
Followers or fans. Yeah.
Who would have thought? So the next thing we're chatting about is Hollywood actress Kristen Stewart. So obviously she's had a fair share of ups and downs in the media over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Obviously, her affair when she was with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, I'll never forget those photos.
Yeah. And then, so she's had a bit of an interesting journey. And you've been raving about this interview, this really candid interview she's done. And she's kind of chatted about a lot of that stuff. So fill us in.
Well, I think there's this idea of Kristen Stewart that she's awkward and a bit moody and grumpy. Or whatever, but she says in the interview, I think the journalist was surprised to meet her and get to know her and realize that she was just chill and not the way she comes across maybe
on
all
the red
time.
Carpet,
I also think she has relaxed a lot. I think she's gotten used to the interest in her and she's gotten just become comfortable in being interviewed and she's not afraid of hiding things anymore, which probably
helps.
Explains why she's more relaxed in this interview.
Yeah.
But she does say that she tries to avoid the word awkward and she wants to reclaim that word because it's been used too violently against me, she says. So fair enough. I think, you know, I can't imagine what it would be like being her or being in the spotlight the way she has been and all of
and
that.
And she was so young when the Twilight – I mean, I know she'd done other things. She'd been in – was it Panic Room?
Panic Room,
Foster?
When she was 10.
So she'd done stuff when she was younger, obviously, but
– it doesn't prepare you
anyone
for
could
what,
prepare for what happened with Twilight and how huge that went.
Enormous.
And she was so young. So she obviously just didn't know how to handle it, as none of us would.
And she talks a lot about the old school mentality that was drilled into her, which was like, don't talk about your personal life, don't talk about your relationship. And her and Rob really stuck to that, to just never speak about it.
Yeah.
And I think that was to the detriment of their relationship. She says, although, I mean, they wanted to keep it private, to keep it special for themselves. But she says, when me and Rob were together, we did not have an example to go by, she recalls. So much was taken from us that in trying to control one aspect, we were just like, no, we will never talk about it, never, because it's ours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it seemed to just fuel the flames of people being interested.
I mean,
in their
I was so obsessed.
So was I. So was I. And I think if they'd maybe just been a little bit
more
open about the fact that they were together, then people probably would have left it alone a bit
You just never know. I just feel like you can't win in these scenarios.
Yeah.
But so since doing Twilight, which was obviously a huge like mainstream hit, she's taken an interesting approach to her career where she's done a lot of indies. She admits she just wanted to work with friends and she calls them risky, unique mistakes.
Yeah,
or she was happy to make them. And I think she probably earned enough money that she was allowed to do whatever she
wanted.
But now she's going to be in the new revamp of Charlie's Angels.
Yes, which will be huge.
Surprised everybody when the trailer dropped a while ago. I know I was shocked. I was like, why are they remaking this? But anyway, Elizabeth Banks is directing it. I love her. She's
so
a legend.
I.
So I feel like we're in good hands. Yeah. But yeah, she talks a bit about fame and that, yeah, she doesn't like fame and she doesn't want to come across as an asshole, basically,
yeah,
because of that. But she says, I never valued the fame thing as much as I valued the experiences I got to do while working, and it perplexed me so much. Some people were like, you are an ungrateful asshole. And I was like, yeah, completely. I don't want to be famous. I just want to do my work.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to talk about from the interview is now she is dating a woman and yeah. has dated women in the past, yeah. and she's never, I don't know if she's ever really spoken about that part of her,
how she identifies. Yeah.
And the writer does say she doesn't identify as bisexual, she doesn't identify as a lesbian, she doesn't like labels, so she just is what she is, and yeah. that's that. But then one thing that was interesting is in the industry, she was advised to not go out in public holding a girl's hand or kissing her girlfriend in public, right? Obviously, she's gone against that and told them to go away.
Yeah.
But she says, I have fully been told, if you just like do yourself a favor and don't go out holding your girlfriend's hand in public, you might get a Marvel movie. She says, I don't want to work with people like that.
Yeah, good on her. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That makes me really like her, hearing that.
Good
yeah.
on her. And now she's going to direct.
Yeah.
She's going to direct a movie.
She doesn't need no Marvel movie.
She's going to direct a movie called The Chronology of Water, which is one of her favorite books. So go her. Yeah. Girl power. Love do your thing. On the cover of Who this week,
yes.
we have an amazing exclusive. We did a fantastic shoot with Kylie Gillies, host of The Morning Show with Larry Emder.
Yes.
We are obsessed with her.
Always have been, yeah. And meeting her in person just made me love her even more.
Yeah.
She's been in this industry for so long, but she's just the most lovely, normal person I've ever met. When the first time I spoke to her on the phone when we were discussing this, it was like she was my best friend when she answered. So she love is that. Just really lovely and warm in real life, which is always great to hear. And we did this really sexy shoot with her because she's in her 50s now, but she says, she's like, age doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not about that for me. No. I just want to feel my strongest and my happiest and my fittest. Yeah. And she's doing this campaign, Find Your 30, about moving for 30 minutes every day. And she was kind of just saying, I always thought really fit people loved exercising. Yeah. And she's like, now I know that's not the case. They do it because they love how it makes them feel in the end. And I'm finally kind
it's
of
so true.
She's always been, I mean, she's always been in amazing shape and
definitely.
Worked, you know, really hard to make sure she's got a balanced life. But she said she's really finding that a bit more. And it was so lovely to see her on set doing these really, you know, sexy, beautiful outfits. And she was just loving it. She said, it's one of my favorite shoots I've ever done. And she was really feeling herself. And I think she was just an amazing chat. That's in the mag this week if you want to check it out, along
check
with
the pics out.
Jaw-dropping pics. Prepare to feel bad about yourself. She looks gorgeous. It's wonderful. And she really just wants to encourage other people to do that too.
And I think for somebody who probably she did up the ante.
Oh, yeah.
And did a 6-week sort of challenge type thing and really honed in on exercise and the right foods and everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's really inspiring if somebody who, like her, wasn't doing as much before and then really got into it. It's like you can just start from not nowhere, but you can just start and try and do it. Like I think that's the most intimidating thing is starting.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Just start and then
that's
who cares?
She said it wasn't about weight loss or appearances for her. It was just about her feeling really confident in herself. And I think that's amazing that she's
what we
spreading
all
that
want.
Message. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. So she's great.
She is great.
Yeah. So check it out.
So to finish up,
yes.
what's your must-see of the week?
So my must-see is a person this week rather than a show or a
podcast
or an Instagram
or whatever. Yep.
My must-see is Jacinta Franklin's baby bump.
Oh, I know.
I just love her. I think she's fantastic. But she really touched my heart this week when she announced that she is pregnant with her husband Buddy. Yep. And she was really candid in saying it wasn't an easy path for us.
No.
It's been 2.5 years of an emotional journey, kind of hinting that maybe they had some issues there. But regardless of what that was, I just thought it was really nice that she was honest about that. And she said a lot of people come and all of a sudden say, surprise, I'm pregnant, but I want women to find comfort in the fact that this wasn't a surprise for us, that this was something we were actively trying to do.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really lovely when celebrities or people in the public eye are candid about that because it can make people people who are trying or haven't been successful or are having fertility issues feel
they're
really
not alone.
Bad. And so, yeah, I think it will help a lot of people feel like they're not alone if they're going through that.
Yeah.
So she is my must-see. She looks beautiful, so happy and just really happy for her.
I think she'll be a fun one to watch throughout the pregnancy because she's already making fun of like her bum and she's like, I can't wait for my belly to catch up to my bum. Like, you know, it just being great. Silly. She looks amazing. Yeah. So it's really exciting for her. Yeah.
And that's all we've got time for today. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. We love reading them every week. They make us feel super happy that we are dropping into people's ears. So if you can do that for us, we'd love you forever.
We'd just really love you forever.
And please make sure you follow us on our Instagram as well, at Celebrity Podcast. Yeah. And we'll be updating that with all the
goss
all the
and news.
All the goss
picks.
And news.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. So check us out on there and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.